Okay. I wanted to give you a background on PVP, first of all, what it is. It's intellectual property protection that's granted to breeders of seed and tuber propagated varieties of plants. It was set up by Congress to stimulate variety development by creating an incentive that protects that innovation. A PVP certificate is awarded after the office examination confirms that a variety is new, distinct, uniform, and stable. And I'm going to go over each of these four criteria just as a background next of new, distinct, uniform, and stable. A new variety is one that hasn't been sold for more than 1 year in the United States or 4 years outside the United States. The clock starts ticking, the sales clock as it is, starts ticking when propagating or harvested material has been sold. There's two exceptions to this, though, under PVP. That is, if the variety was transferred or sold to determine its unique properties, some sort of transfer of seed occurred, but unique properties of the variety were reported back to the breeder, or if the variety was transferred or sold to increase supply, so stock seed production. Those would not be considered sales. The variety must be distinct in that it's clearly different from all varieties of common knowledge. Varieties of common knowledge are those that are known to exist at the time that the PVP application is filed. The difference of that variety from all other varieties needs to be clear, consistent and clear. An example would be a variety that produces violet flowers must be clearly distinguishable from a similar variety that would produce pink flowers. This is an example also of a potato of a tomato PVP application that was submitted showing differences in fruit color, fruit shape of three distinct varieties. The next criteria is uniform. The variety needs to be uniform and that all plants of the variety look alike. And any variations, if they do occur, are describable, predictable, and commercially acceptable. Commercially acceptable variations are those considered to be satisfactory when the variety is marketed to the public. So some variations allowed as long as that variation is commercially acceptable. And the variety needs to be stable in that it produces true to type. Those are important characteristics would remain unchanged from generation to generation. For example, if a variety produces red flowers, it produces red flowers in generation 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's not a change in that flower color after that. So those are the four main criteria, new, distinct, uniform, and stable. And just looking at the benefits of PVP. For breeders, it protects the breeder's right for their varieties. It's a very friendly process and that will work back and forth with the breeder. A low overall cost, it's $5,150 paid up for the life of the PVP. There's no annual maintenance fees. PVP is accepted internationally by 70 plus countries. It is the plant breeder's rights system of the United States. It protects the breeder's right, but also allows research in new variety development. And it also provides for a system of dispute resolution using the courts. The office itself doesn't handle infringement claims, but the breeder of the variety, once a certificate's been granted, can go to the court system to work on infringement. And for society, plant variety protection encourages new variety development. It provides a right to save seed in that a grower of a variety has a right to save seed if there's no other agreements in place. And it also creates an incentive to find ways to increase food production. So that's a very quick overview of the PVP system, and I think we'll get into some questions later, questions and comments, but that just gives you an overall for the plant variety protection system. So thank you.